AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The AP's Julie Walker in New York reports disgraced former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein was convicted of one of the top charges in his sex crimes retrial.
But acquitted on another, and jurors were as yet unable to reach a verdict on a third charge. They will come back Thursday to continue deliberations. Weinstein's initial conviction 5 years ago was thrown out. This time, the majority female jury convicted the former studio boss of forcibly subjecting one of the three women who testified against him to a criminal sex act in 2006. But jurors acquitted Weinstein of another criminal sex act charge from 2006, and jurors could not decide on the charge that he raped another woman in 2013. Julie Walker, New York.
Police say 20 people were arrested overnight, mostly on curfew violations, on the first night of a curfew following unrest related to President Trump's immigration crackdown in Los Angeles. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says police there have been very busy.
Since June 6th, there have been 330 illegal aliens that have been arrested as part of these riots in Los Angeles. 113 of those illegal aliens had prior criminal convictions.
Leavitt was asked if peaceful protest will be allowed at the military parade Saturday in Washington.
Of course the president supports peaceful protest. What a stupid question.
President Trump says a trade deal with China is done. It includes a 55% tariff on Chinese goods, and Chinese students will be allowed to attend American colleges and universities. A federal appeals court in New York is hearing arguments in President Trump's bid to erase his hush money conviction. Sources tell the AP the military is authorizing voluntary departures of troops' dependents across the Middle East amid tensions in Iran. His family says Brian Wilson, the leader of the Beach Boys, has died. He was 82. This is AP News. There are mixed reviews from veterans about Saturday's Army 250th birthday parade in Washington.
On everything from the cost of the parade to some saying the parade will needlessly display U.S. military might in a thinly veiled celebration of President Donald Trump's 79th birthday. Some veterans say the parade is similar to shows of military might by Russia, North Korea, or China. Army veteran Christopher Purdy called the parade a facade that paints over some of Trump's policies that have cut jobs and services for veterans and service members. Others worry about the message the parade is sending at a time of heightened concerns. Others are looking forward to the parade. Army veteran James McDonough sees it as a once-in-a-lifetime celebration of the Army's achievements and the service of millions of soldiers. The parade will cost an estimated $25 to $45 million. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.